Horney's criticisms of Freudian theory were, one, it was too rigid toward new ideas, hers, for instance. Two, it had a skewed view of feminine psychology, no surprise here. Three, it put too much emphasis on biology and the pleasure principle. In her view, culture played a more significant role. She came to this opinion after moving to the U.S. during the Great Depression and seeing that people were really very affected by their social situation. And finally, four, she also found Freud too pessimistic. Cultural forces are changeable. But she did agree with Freud on many points. Specifically, she agreed with his ideas about repression, conflict, and anxiety. You'll see her model is very psychodynamic, like Freud's. And Horney agreed about the importance of childhood experiences for the formation of personality. Horney's theory is also similar to Adler's, though Horney claimed to be more Freudian than Adlerian. She, like Freud, found Adler's theory to be superficial and didn't seem to respect it a whole lot. But recall that Adler suggested that children perceive themselves to be weak and insignificant in the face of powerful giants. Horney's basic anxiety is similar, but in contrast to Adler's view, these feelings are not inevitable, though they are very common. They result from parents who do not show genuine love and affection, not from the natural state of things.